Okay, let's. Okay, I really want to. In two shurim, I want to start and finish and fully understand the Rabbonus of Aroy. Now, I know we've harped on it and we've done bits and pieces. I really want to start and finish. I mean, we started last time already, and we basically divided the Rabbonus of Aroy into two time periods. Rabbonus of Aroy are after the final editing of the Gemara. We said that the first generation, even though they are called Rabbonus of Aroy, but they also finished editing the Gemara. They finished writing missing pieces in the Gemara. They actually did parts in the Gemara itself, right? That was the first generation of Rabbonus of Aroy. The second generation of Rabbonus of Aroy, Mati's favorite thing is, what did they really do, right? Well, I'll show you today that according to quite a number of Rishonim, there's not two generations, but actually five generations of Rabbonus of Aroy, almost spanning 200 years, believe it or not. And it did a huge amount. According to Rav Shlomo Goin, it was only three generations, lasting, you know, for, I think, 95 years, or, well, you know, much shorter time, and therefore, they perhaps did less. According to many Rishonim, they did a lot, and many things that we always thought were from the early Goinim were actually part of the Rabbonus of Aroy. It's quite fascinating. We'll see some of the stuff that we do, Minhagim, that we think, yeah, where does it really come from? It goes all the way back to the Rabbonus of Aroy. That's before the Goinim, right after Ravina and Ravashi. Quite fascinating. For example, primary amongst them, Kaparis. Where did that originate from? From the Middle Ages? No. It originated right after the Gemara. According to most, this originated from the Rabbonus of Aroy. Whole bunch of things that we do today, which we take almost for granted, that comes from the Rabbonus of Aroy. Now remember, it's a very important time period because it's not written in the Gemara, for the most part. Besides the first generation, and we'll see, we'll go through that quickly again, they did editing in the Gemara, they did a Rashi Prakim. You ever notice in the Gemara, right, after you get to the two dots, there's like a heading, and then it says again two dots, what it's about? Who put that heading in there? Ravina Ravashi? No. Rabbonus of Aroy, they put it there. So it's like editing, final version of the Gemara, you know, that would make sense. Right after the Ravina Ravashi, or at least right after the final of the Amoraim, they went and they edited the Gemara. But many of the things that we take for granted, which are not Gemaras, fascinating. We said last time, and it's important to remember, Maseches Ketanos. You ever seen Maseches Ketanos in the back of Menachos? Masech Derech Eretz Rabbah, and Kala, and Tzitzis, and Tfilin, and Mezuzah, all these things. There's no Machloikis about it. Nobody argues on that. It's accepted of everybody. And where does it come from? Not from the Rishonim. If it be from the Rishonim, you'd have already 10 other Rishonim disagreeing with it. There's no Machlekes. It's like everybody brings that down. But it's not a Gemara either. That's Rabbonus of Aroy. And many of the things that we, you know, almost do it naturally, and we kind of quite know that, yeah, when did this actually start? It started from a Rabbonus of Aroy. Then we go to the Tkufa of the Goinim, which is the next time period. And I think Tkufa Goinim is very, very important. You see the Rabbonus of Aroy, I want to show that. A few other things they did led into the Tkufa of the Goinim. Remember, they're coming right after the Gemara was finished. What does that mean? It means that after it was decided, you know, the entire klal, and by virtue of the fact that the yeshiva used to be, we said this a few times, used to be only in one place, right? Used to be either in Sura or in Pumbedisa, and from the time of Rabbanus of Roy, at least after the first generation, it was in many myriad places, which was not such a big deal, because, after all, they had decided it could be because of it, but they decided that the final closed book is the Gemara. Once the Gemara, we're not adding anything to it, we're not taking anything away from it, that's going to be the final book in everything, in Halacha, in Ashkafa, in everything. And we spoke that at length, how the Gemara, you know, we don't add anything to the Gemara, everything we paskin from the Gemara, everything goes back to the Gemara. But once you have that book, that's the final book by the whole of Klal Yisrael, then it's not such a big deal if I'm studying this book in this yeshiva, and you study this book in that yeshiva. And that's why we find the first of the tshuvas were written when? We always thought the first of the tshuvas were the gaonim. I'll prove to you that the first of the tshuvas are actually written by the Rabbanim Sevaroi. And that makes sense again. Because in the time of Abai Varava, he didn't have to write tshuvas. Because he didn't like what the Gemara said. You had your own argument. He said, maybe like this. Right? So he didn't have to have tshuvas, so just add it on to the Gemara. But once you have the Gemara being the final book, and you have a question, I'll answer you from that Gemara. Now that once you have this final book, that's when the tshuvas come into play. So therefore the tshuvas, the first of the tshuvas, are the tshuvas of the Gaonim, and I'll prove to you not only from the Gaonim, but from the Rabbanus of Aroi. It's a natural progression. If you have this one book, that's the final psak in Halacha, and Ashkaf, and everything else, so the tshuvas are, oh yeah, you have this question, well, we can't just discuss it, and let's see what I say, let's see what you say, and then that'll become part of our liturgy, because you can't do that, because the Gemara is the final thing. So I have to answer you and tell you, oh, you say like this? Really, that was discussed already over there, and the base of the Gemara, this is the final halacha. There's a concept of a shayla and a tshuva. I think it's very fascinating why then tshuvas came into play right after the Gemara, which we'll see, not the Gaonim, but the Rabbanus of Aroi. I think they even laid the groundwork of tshuvas, right? Because they were the first generation to be faced with the concept that now we have this Gemara, that everything has to come from there and has to fit into there. They laid the groundwork of having the concept of tshuvas. So
my question's always been then, so what's that fine line in between? What needed to be the Sefarim and going into the
Golan? I understand what ended with the Amoraim and then went into the Sefarim. Sefarim to the Gaonim, there is no fine line.
I know.
I'll tell you now that there's a machlokes between Rav Shrira Gaon and many other Rishonim. What is the fine line? Is it after three generations? Or is it after six generations?
At
100 year machlokes on the tkufa of the Sevarim. Did it end in the year 590? Or did it end in the year 689? In other words, 100 year line. So by the virtue of the fact there's a machlokes between when the Sevarim ended, it shows you that the era between the Sevarim and the Gaonim is not clear. By the fact that there's a machlokes shows you this is not clear. Now, what can be perhaps the line? I think it was more, perhaps it could have been more political with the rise of Islam. You know, they discuss it. Sure, you're going to discuss it. So that, you know, that maybe made some demarcation or some line, maybe where the yeshiva moved to or some of the yeshivas. Maybe that's a line we'll get more deeper into it, we'll understand more. But clearly there was a time of the Rabbanus of Aroi, which I think it's not so much the first generation of Rabbanus of Aroi are like a continuation of the Amoraim in by the fact that they were transitioned from the first generation, from the Amoraim, into the fact that they were able to edit the Gemara, and they wrote books which were outside the Gemara, but almost accepted like the Gemara, i.e. Maseches Ketanis. But then the second generation, further of the Rabbanus of Aroi, was more a transition to the Gaonim. That's the way I look at it, and that's the way I think it is. Now let's see a little bit about the Rabbanus of Aroi. Let's see what Rav Shmuel Gaon writes, and then let's see now how we understand it. Number one on the sheet. Ubasa hachi, after Ravina Ravashi, afagav, the vadei hara lehavis, even though the psak din, the hara, the paskening, the Gemara was done, was no more, you couldn't add anything to the Gemara, hara lehavis, but havi svarai, you had the svaraim, the mefalshe pirushe, the mekalvi loira, they would explain explanations similar to psak, vakiranu rabbonon svarai. They would explain the Gemara and edit it and finalize it and understand it. They were called the rabbonon svaraim. Why are they the svaraim? Again, amara means they're the ones who say. They said the Gemara. They wrote the Gemara. Svaraim is explained. They explained what? The written book. They explained the Gemara. That's Sivaroi. V'chol ma'id ha'vitoli v'koi pirshua. And whatever was written already, pirshuha. They explained it. Now, who are these Rabbanon Sivaroi? Rabbi Chumi, v'Rabba, v'Rabbi Yosef, v'Rabbi Acha, and v'Bechosim. These were the first generation. Now, we're going to maybe get into Siyom, v'Tziklag. Okay, you can skip all that. Now, that's the first... What? No, we said Mabavashi was from the Amoraim. Clearly, we said that. We said they continued. He's not. Rav Yosef was in the first one, the year 476. 476, Ma'am Rashi was still from the late Amoraim, after Ravina. Remember, there was Ravina, Ravashi, and then there was a second Ravina, and that was in the time of Ma'am Ravashi. So therefore, that was still part of the Gemara. When it says Ravina Ravashi,
it's considered the last generation of
Amoraim, 100%. That was it. But this is the next generation, Rav Chumi, and Rav Raboy Meruv, right? We're going to learn about him. We're not going to see all the Gemaras that says it, but look by the arrow. Omar Rav Raboy de Min Roiv. The Gemara says, Rav Raboy from Rov, that was the name of the city, Mistabro, again, Svara was a question, who would give the what's the name, who would donate the last meal for the one that's being executed, for the condemned man? So Rav Raboy de Min Roiv, Mistabro, Mishal Tzibur. So this Lashon of Mistabro, I guess he takes it to mean Savaroi, you know, Mistabra. Okay, the Gam Roy the Iroy shall Rav Raboy Hoysa Visivi Shivis Nado. He, okay, the Shtaba Rav Yosef going with Siftikimem Shonim. Rav Yosef, Rabbah Yosef is not Rabban Rav Yosef from earlier, but that's the Rabbanon Savaroi. That's the first generation. Rav Rachumi, Rabbah, Rav Yosef, Rav Achai, Mibei Chosim. By the way, Tosfos says somewhere that whenever it says Porich Rav Achai, that's the Rabbanon Savaroi. We don't find anywhere in the Gemara the language porich. So Taisa says, when the Gemara says porich Rav Achai, porich asked, usually the Gemara says bayi, iboy elohu, masiv. What porich? So Taisa says, porich Rav Achai, oh yeah, that's the Rabbanus of Roy. To differentiate, that's this first generation, Rav Achai, porich Rav Achai.
Ever since Ashir, I've noticed in the Gemara, it's a lot more than we think.
A lot more than we think. Now, but we said last time, by the way,
no, there's
these Rabbanus Savaroi. Yeah, there's a whole list.
It's a lot more common than you think.
Yeah. You don't pay attention to it,
no,
so then you don't know who's who. Doesn't
snuck in as the last Amoraim?
No, the Rabbanus Savaroi. Rav Achai is, now that we said last time, this is very interesting, you ask anybody, I love this thing, trivia, is that the first daf and a half of Kiddushin, right, from the Mishnah till daf Gimel Aleph, I think, the first daf and a half of Kiddushin, there is no Amora mentioned at all. No Abaya, no Rava, no Rava, no Yosef, no Yechon, no Shlokesh. Nobody's mentioned. Why? Because that whole first section, how do we know that Yekonim B'Knin Kesef, it was all added by the Rabbanus Savaroi. And if it is no name, because there's no Amoraim. Now sometimes you might say, Poch Avachoi, in addition to Yechon Shlokesh, Poch Avachoi. But when the Gemara added a whole section, those were the Rabbanus Savaroi, who didn't want to put the name there. That section was added. That's already brought down by Rishonim, added by the Rabbanus Avroi. The second generation brings down Ubosachi Rav Eina Besura, Rav Simune, Bepumpedisa, and then comes Rav Ravoi Meroiv, and Mesifti Lon Have Vamo the Goin Have. Again, Rav Shchira Goin learns that there were only three generations of Rabbanus Avroi. Much, much shorter time periods. We're going to see many Rishonim, and maybe Rav Shchira Goin himself also admits to the fact that there were more than three. It's not really clear, they made a machlokes out of it.
Back end into the Gemara.
Correct. So, according to Rav Shira Goin, no. The first one of the Goinim, he calls him Mar Chanan Me'ashkaya. We're going to see him soon. Rav Chanan Goin, and he was in the year 590. According to Rav Shira Goin, that is the beginning of the Goinim, in the year 590. According to many Rishonim, no. In the year 689, that's when the Goinim started. Till then, after the rise of the Arabs, of Muhammad, 650, that's, till then, was still Rabbanus Avroi. After that time period, that's when the Goinim started. Now, what's exactly the difference? Don't really know. Don't really know if you call it the Rabbanus Avroi, the latter, again, the beginning of Rabbanus Avroi, they actually made changes to the Gemara. That's significant. The end of Rabbanus Avroi doesn't make a difference if they're Rabbanus Avroi or they're Goinim. Can't be much of a difference, because the machlokes is between Rav Shira Goin and others, whether the last 300 years we're going in Otsavaroim. It doesn't really make a difference. Right. I don't know about Lamayin of Kamina. You know what I mean? It's not that they wrote something specific that we can. There is. I'll tell you a few things that maybe is relevant. We'll soon see that if they are Rabbanus Otsavaroim, then the next group of Goinim all accepted it. In Hilchas Ishas, for example, various takonis that you can collect from the Taltalin and things like that, these were all takonis from the Rabbanus Otsavaroim, and therefore nobody argued on it. Nobody arguing it. But mind you, I'm not sure if that's correct either, because A takana of the Ga'onim, did anybody argue on that? Also not really.
No.
Rishonim, yeah. Ashkenaz, Sfar. A takana of the Ga'onim, did anybody argue on that? No, not really. Correct. Correct.
They don't have that meaning power.
They don't have that power. So is the difference then between the Sevarayim and the Ga'onim? I still don't really know the end of the Sevarayim and the beginning of the Ga'onim if there's a difference between them. Maybe we'll get through it more, we'll understand more. But let's first see what they did. So the Rav Shneur Ga'on again brings down that's number two, what I told you before. V'kami savri ikru b'gmor de'anun rabon besoikim ravinam rasmina v'naktinon min harishonim. Rav Shneur Ga'on writes, and we have as a Kabbalah from the earlier generations, he brings it down, the Gemara, you can ask Sammy if he knows this. The Gemara, the Isha, Niknas, Begimel, Drachim, the Tinyana, Bereshim, Minah, Animila, Ad, Bechesim, and Allah, and Gimel, Beis, that whole Gemara, from the Beis, and Aleph, until Gimel, and Beis, Kula, Inech, Peruke, Bekushe, the Mitalzi, Begemara, all the answers and questions the Gemara gives down, Rabbanon Basroi Severoi Tatsinu Vekavinu. It comes from the Rabbanon Severoi. Actually, Rav Shrira Goin says that. Now, if you look in the Tshuvas HaGoinim, look what it says. Fascinating. Number three. Va'anon Kochazinon Goinim Zal. And we see Goinim, that doesn't mean Goinim. Great people, he means. Min Yumei de Rabbanon Severoi. From the time period of the Rabbanon Severoi, the Kasvi, L'chol atrafta, they would write to the entire, all the different sections and all the different areas in Babel, pshute v'diaski, answers and what they came to conclusions, v'kashvi psuke k'mayshein, u'misaltidin u'menakdin. There's a question in Gemara. The Gemara says that when you write a posseg, you're supposed to do sirtut, right? You're supposed to underline it. The Gemara Gittin says that. So the Tshuvas HaGoyim says, what do you mean? We've seen Tshuvas written from Rabbanon Severoi, and they always made sure they did tzirta, they underlined the actual psukim. They wrote Tshuvas? Yeah, it seems to be. In one line, in this Tshuvas HaGoyim, one of the Goyim writes, I've seen Tshuvas from Rabbanon Severoi, and I know that they underlined the psukim. So you see the Tshuvas already written, not by the Goyim, the first to write Tshuvas, Rabbanon Severoi. We don't find Tshuvas written. Now, I don't know if we have those Tshuvas. I never heard of those Tshuvas. But they're testifying, they're writing.
Even the same yeshiva.
I know, but they wrote. Rabbis. Which one?
Savarim to the Goyim. They had them.
Maybe they did have them. We don't have them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I know, we don't, but we have Tshuvas HaGoyim, we do have.
Yes.
That we do have. But the Goyim write that, oh, yeah, there were, I've seen Tshuvas from the Rabbanon Severoi. I've never heard anywhere that anybody wrote, oh, you saw a biased Tshuva that he wrote to Rav Yosef somewhere in Pumbedisa, or somebody's Tshuva. We don't have Tshuvas of Amroim. You know why? Because Tshuvas of Amroim has written ready in the Gemara. Meaning, exactly.
Right.
When he gave a question, they wrote, Ravina of Ashi decided, we're going to put that in the Gemara. But once you put the Gemara as the final book, you want to do something else? That's got to be a Tshuva. It's got to be separate. That's a Tshuva. So it's only a natural progression that the first Tshuva should be written from the Rabbanon Severoi. Makes so much sense. That's the reason why the Tshuvas were started to be written after the written of the Gemara. Okay, number four, like we said, next thing, Vachrisom Achreim afterwards, Rabbanon Severoi, talks about Rabbanon Severoi, Shebeschusom Nintchu Shemaim Nir Kaoret, and now that these are great rabbis, fine, Shai Yosef Severoi. Again, Rav Simona was the third generation, like Rav Shira Goin says, that was the end of the Severoi. They didn't add anything to the Gemara. They wrote the chapters in all the Gemaras. What are the chapters? The three lines. You know, and then after the Gemara says, and there's two dots, and they know what the Gemara is going on. Rav Ashi didn't write the three lines, the three words, what the Gemara is going on. So we just read. Oh, what is he going on now? So Rabbanon Severoi, they put in those things in the Gemara. So next time you get to those things in the Gemara, makes a world of difference. You turn to your son. Mati, you ask your son, right, it was just a run-on thing. By the way, the Gemaras we have today, right, it's a pleasure to learn.
Right.
In the olden days, they didn't have that like that.
That
you know, yeah, I've seen Gemaras, no, they did have it, from the time of Vilna already.
No.
But I've seen Gemaras already, even Tfus Amstam, they had that. But I've seen Gemaras from before that, which is on and on and on, it doesn't stop.
Obama?
Yeah, see, no, from Bramberg was ready like that also.
Yeah, he's one of
Bramberg. Bramberg made a daf, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
But I've seen, maybe I've seen other svarim that we have today, you know, normally, and then if it's just written on and on and on, it doesn't, you don't know where to start or to stop. So the Gemara was written once at such a way also. Just written on and on and on. Maybe divided by Masechtas, that we know. But you didn't know the start, Mishnah, beginning, end. What's he going on? The Rabbana Sabarai. That by itself is a big work, by the way. That by itself is work by itself. Okay, something else it did.
See, I was going to edit this, but I...
No, you thought that is Bill the Shas put it in?
Yeah.
Well, that.
Yeah.
Rabbanu Sefarai put it in.
I don't think they put it in.
No.
So what, it's impossible.
It's impossible, yeah.
And I know the Gemara didn't put it in.
And you know the Gemara did not put it in, right? Gemara wanted to put it in.
Yeah.
Right. Everything else, the Gemara is so short. Exactly. And you start adding extra three words, you score that. That's not the Gemara. Rabbanu Sefarai put it in. Next thing. Shutorit. The text is a read. Aber kiven shos rabbanu sefarai zichayim vach ha'isham shoyi achay rabbinu vashi shizmuch le'ra heim shepasku kol halacha zeksuvos b'seicha Talmud. Something else. Whenever the Gemara says v'hilchase, you ever see the Gemara says v'hilchase so and so or v'hilchase so and so or v'hilchase shuma hadar at the end of a sugi many times v'hilchase like that. Who put that in? Rabbinu vashi? No, rabbanu sefarai put it in. Again,
it clarifies.
It makes a final psak halacha. By the way, that's just, I mean, that's not a tshuva really, because the tshuva is bring a raya from a Gemara, right? But it's also, it's clarifying what comes in a Gemara. Again, the Rabbanus of Roy are the ones who wrote, halachas eksuvas b'seicha Talmud. Who says that? The Shutarit. Next case is number six. The halachas ketanos. Who wrote the halachas ketanos? So we did, so the last time, there's a whole question, how you write a mem psucha, a mem stuma, not psuch stuma, a pei or a samach, how many spaces do you leave open in the Torah? A pei and a samach, right? So the halachas ketanos, the Rosh says, haramam kosaf, the psucha b'saif shita, psucha v'lai psucha b'tchila shita, sim b'saif shita, meniach shita, achas chalak. How much space do you leave behind in the Sefer Torah? If you finish halfway, don't finish halfway, you know the difference between the Psuch and the Stuma. Psuch is all the way open, and the Samach in the Torah means there's space, I think, of what is it, four letters or something? Whatever it is, or four words, and then 16 letters, and then you continue. So that's the pain, that's the Samach. It's a discussion. So the Hilchos Ketanos brings down what the Psuch is, what a Stuma is, and then he writes in the second line, in other words, Yerushalmi seems more legit than Maseches Seifrim. That's one of the Maseches Ketanos. Ki Maseches Seifrim nischaber b'doyreis ha'achroinim v'loi huvo midvara v'talmud. That Maseches Seifrim was written in later generations and it was not written in the Gemara's time. Yerushalmi was written in the Gemara's time. Maseches Seifrim was written after the Gemara's time. Well, when was it written? The Goinim quotes Maseches Ketanos. Everybody agrees with the Maseches Ketanos. It's not something that's debatable. It's not something that is a machlokes on. We look at Maseches Ketanos like another Mishnah. No different, but it is different. It's written after the Gemara, so clearly it was written by the Rabbanon Sevaroi. It gives it much more legitimacy than just Tshuvas HaGoinim, right? The Maseches Ketanos, we consider it, you open up the back of the Gemara, it's printed in the back of the Gemara, we consider it, all the Rishonim quoted, la halacha, there's no arguing it. So clearly, it's not just Tshuvas HaGoinim, that's written by the Rabbanon Sevaroi.
The Rishonim was completed before...
Yeah, before the Bavli.
Right.
Before, that's what he says. Machlokes between Maseches Ketanos and Rishonim, we follow the Rishonim, because Maseches Ketanos is written generations afterwards. How many? Four generations afterwards. Not the same as Yerushalmi. But clearly, it was written in the time of the Goyim. Something else, look what he writes over here, this I never knew, 8. You know, this concept of Zochre, we know, Hokel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, that was written, Misaken, in Yavne perhaps, right? But what about all the things we add in Davening? Zochenu L'chaim, and Micha Moicha Avarachamim, Chosev L'chaim Toivim, Besev L'chaim. When was that put in, Mati? Have you thought about that? I mean, I didn't think it was Ashkenaz. I didn't think it was Ashkenaz Agdoila.
No.
No, clearly not. When was he put in? Rishonim?
Gaon.
He's a Gaon.
If in doubt, always put in the Gaon.
But you knew it was pretty early, right? It wasn't Rishonim.
Definitely not.
But you knew it wasn't Yavne either. Why wasn't it Yavne? What? Because it's not the Tzura of Tvila, right?
Yeah.
Not the form of Tvila. Zochenu L'chaim, El Chavetz Chaim. What did they put in?
We know they didn't daven at that time.
They did daven, but...
Davening was different than what we
But they had the brachas of the Shimon Esrei. Clearly, by the time Yavne came around, the Gemara says, Shimon Apikuli, right? They quoted, Vela Malshirim, the exact bracha. Maybe the Nuskha was a little bit different, but the 19 brachas were there. So, presumably, to say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh, that was clearly done earlier, because that was a Takana of the Tefillah. But to throw in Zachenu L'chaim, and also, by the way, to say Mashiv Ruach Amar Negeshem, Amar Netal, was also in the time of what? Of Yavne. Because the Gemara has a discussion about it. Maskirin Gevur Shomim. The Mishnah talks about it. So clearly it was earlier, right? It was the Moshe Nasher. Does the Mishnah say anywhere, the Shas, through the whole Gemara, does it say anywhere the words, Zachenu L'chaim? Is there any Gemara about it? Is there any Gemara about Uchsoiv L'chaim Toivim Kovnei V'Risecha? Any Gemara about B'Sev L'chaim Toivim Brocha V'Shalim? Nothing. But there's a Gemara about Maskirim Vuz Kshomim. There's a Gemara about the 19th Brocha Shemon Esser. There's a Gemara about Shemei Atfila. The Brocha Shemon Esser, it's Gemara discusses it. So why is that not discussed? Because that came after the Gemara. You know, when did it come? Goinim? Yeah, it's interesting. None of the Goyim bring it down either.
Goyim is the default, obviously.
I know, but if Goyim would bring it down, you'd see one of the Goyim would bring it down. Oh yeah, by the way, we decided to make... No. When did it come? The Rabban and Sevaroi. Again, it's a very crucial time period, because they have the weight of the Amoraim, right? They have the weight of the Amoraim, but they're not Amoraim. So they come after the Amoraim, but they have that weight that all generations afterwards follow them, no questions asked. And that's why, fascinating, number 8, Mishatav alayim azachenu michomecha azachem v'chaim v'sev v'chaim, ein ha-choyze boi, im siyim ha-brocha, ha-melech ha-kodesh, choyze, avishim brocha, v'amri brocha, zim shan b'tchomim, letech v'osei, v'davke eila, only ha-kel ha-kodesh, ha-melech ha-kodesh, shehen mimadbeach ha-chomim, aval be'enoch, she'enon elo takonas rabonon sevaroi, loi. The reason why you don't go back to Shemun Esher, if you forgot to say Zochenu L'chaim, because it's only Rabbona Savaroi. It's not. I'm saying not Zagdoilo, it's Zichenat. It's not even Yavne, it's not even the Tanoim, it's only Savaroi. So therefore, you don't say Zochenu L'chaim, not so bad. Next time from Kath Mashal, Rabbi, I forgot Zochenu L'chaim. Oh, it's only from the Rabbona Savaroi, it's okay. Huh? What are you talking about? But that's the reason why. But it's fascinating, because you think about it, you know, it's clearly not from the Gemara. A Gemara with all its drushes and the whole Shas, not one word about Zochen L'chaim Melech HaFetz V'chaim. It talks about Mashiv Ruach, it talks about Mechayim Esim, it talks about Brachas in Shemon Esrei, talks about all that. It talks about Shemei Atfila, talks about which will come first, all that was there. It talks about Bechaz Kriya Shema, the Mishnah talks about Shtayim Lufaneo, Shtayim Lachreo, then talks about Pesuk in Zimra, it talks about. And not the whole Pesuk in Zimra, I think only the Bracha. We're going to discuss this also, Rabban Savaroi. Fine. But Zochen L'chaim, not a mention, not a word. Why not? Because it didn't exist back then. Rabbanu Sevaroi, they're the ones who put it in. Therefore, the strength is not as much. Meaning, you forget to say, lo nora, it's only Rabbanu Sevaroi. That's why you don't have to repeat Shemun Esrei. Quite fascinating. Next thing.
They did Karbanos
also. I think they discuss actually Karbanos. Which Karbanos? We discuss that. Karbanos, I think, when did we discuss when they misaken Karbanos? I forgot that already, actually. Don't remember.
But
I think
the weight of the Masorah, I mean, are they a lower level
than the lower level, but they have a lot more than the next generations.
So we got to take it seriously.
100% we got to take it seriously. We do say it. 100% we say it. There's nobody who doesn't say it, right? Ashkenazim, Sfadim, nobody doesn't have that minute to do it. But it's clearly from a later generation. He brings down something in number 7 that they... You know, they decided on the calculation of the Shemitah. I don't quite know what that means. That's the Mordechai in number 7. The Cheshbon of the Seder Rabban and Sevaroi Yesh, or Shemitah, they had their own calculation of Shemitah. I know what that means. Fine. Here. Next thing he says, Yiruei Neinu, V'yismach Libeinu, V'sogel Avsheinu, that you say by Meir. Mati, you say that? After Shema Amo Yisrael Ad. Yirunenu. You say Yirunenu? You say Yirunenu?
Yirunenu.
Yeah, every Ma'ariv. Fred, you say...
Oh,
how does it start? Baruch Hashem lo elom amein v'amein. Yeah, you make the bracha. I don't. The Gra doesn't say it. When did that start? Who made it up?
Well, that's how like really across the board. You never saw
it. Right. I know. It's all they don't say it.
No matter who.
I know. I don't say it either. He brings down that Rabbanus of Roy made it up. I thought it was later, actually. I thought it was time to go in him.
So did I, because it's one of those things that...
That some people don't say it. But they only made it for people coming later. They only made it for people who can't do Shemoneh Esrei, correct? So therefore, maybe that's why we don't say it.
I never said it, because the whole thing never made sense to me.
Oh, you don't say it?
No, I do say it.
Okay.
In America, so I don't say it.
Okay, now next question.
But that goes against what we're saying.
I know. Rabbanus Roy, we should all say it. But I think the answer is because they only made it for the people who couldn't daven Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Don't they have like 19 times Shem Hashem in Yiro Enenu? In the Hobok Hashem Lalomein, 19 Shem Hashem? It's for those people who couldn't daven Shemoneh Esrei, that's why they did it. I won't give a shiur about that. So therefore, the Minhagim that we today, we do have it, so we have to accept it. That may be the reason why. You're right. I'm just saying, Yiro Enenu, that's another thing which written down over here from them. Okay. Next thing, which I saw over here. Oh. Now, listen to this. This I never knew that it came from Rabbanus of Roy. You know, the halacha is that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaken to, and we have a takana at least, to read every week from the Torah. Correct? Moshe Rabbeinu was misaken. Exactly what, how they divided it. In the time of Gemara, they divided every 3 years. Bavel, Eretz Yisrael. But clearly they leaned from the Chamisha Chumash Torah every week. Correct? They also leaned on Yom Tov, on the Inyanim of Yom Tov, correct? That was also because Rosh Hashanah was Misaken to learn, read, and to lane from the Inyan Shel Yom. When we have a Yom Tov, for example, and we read Maftir, the Karbanis of that Yom Tov, when were they Misaken that?
I thought that was even later.
In the Beis Hamikdash?
No.
Clearly not. The Beis Hamikdash brought the Karbanis, right? This makes nothing. No, they had Kriyas HaTorah.
Different.
They had Kriyas HaTorah.
Yes, but they didn't have on Karbanos.
No, Karbanos not, because they brought the Karbanos. We didn't have to read the Karbanos, what they're going to bring. So, when did they start saying, okay, on the Yom Tov, you got to read on Rosh Chodesh, Uv'Roshei Chad Sheichem. And on Pesach, Uv'Chamisho Siyem L'Chodesh HaRishem. V'Chodesh HaRishem, V'Chamisho Siyem L'Chodesh HaZeh. Pesach HaLashem. When do you read the Karbanos from Maftir? I thought that was way early. I don't know when that came from. It's not the Rishonim. There's no Machloikis, which one to read, between Ashkenazim and Sfardim.
No.
So how much later could it have come?
Good question.
So again, Beis Yosef brings down Beis Yosef. Umatzina, and he knew, because he was what? A mere 800 years later.
A
long time. Umatzim Shnei Svarim, Kasva Rosh Varan, Va'amordechai Perek Ben Eir, the Mordechai, Shalainim to Betalmud, Shemotzin Shtei Teres. Nothing. The whole Gemara doesn't discuss bring out two Sefer Torah on Yom Tov. So where did it come from? The Gemara doesn't discuss it, and Gemara discusses everything. So where did it come from to bring out two Sefer Torah?
That's why I always thought it had to be afterwards.
Yeah, it is afterwards.
Because they didn't discuss that.
Didn't discuss the Gemara. She'alosh Rav Amu Kosav Kain. V'ulai maybe, ki Rabbono Sveroi Hinigu Kain. V'hagoinim Achareyem, which means that they wanted to have a commemoration to the Beis HaMikdash after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and they wanted everybody to do it and to have like a Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts it. So therefore, Rabbanus of Roy. Now, who writes this? Rav Amram. Rav Amram is from the late Goyim. Rav Amram Goyim. See, he says, well, maybe the Rabbanus of Roy did it, and the Goyim followed them. It seems to be, why can't you say the Goyim did it? They also, because Rav Goyim was a Goyim, and he also wanted to tell everybody that, hey, this is an old minik. He can't say it to the Gemara, because it would have been written to the Gemara. He can't go back that far. So therefore he says, it must have been from the Rav Savoyim. He doesn't say that. Rav Amram Kosav Kain, V'ulai, says the Beis Yosef, Rav Amram writes it, oh, it must be from the Rabbanon Savoyim. So they try and date it back as early as possible, but you can't go past the Gemara, because it would have been written in the Gemara. So the tragedy, oh, it's possible, oh, it must be the Rabbanus of Roy. Again, it gives more weight if it comes from the Rabbanus of Roy than if it comes from the Goyim. So the Bishayim says, oh, this concept, we all read from the Sefer, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Temanim, they all read Maftir. Oh yeah, it must have come from the Rabbanus of Roy. You see, the Goyim did it already, so it must have come from the Rabbanus of Roy. Again, it gives it more weight to it. Next thing he says, V'achar chibu ha-gemorah tignu rabbonus v'roi, lo'yma, kaddish, achar shenish la-minyan ha-kruim k'ayin ha-mafti. K'ayin ha-havzim m'kirosim m'kirosim ha-mafti, o'minyan ha-kaddish, la-mafti ha-yin ha-minyan. Fred, when you say kaddish every week, when you get Shvi, whose takon is it to read maftir? Oh, that's again the Rabbonim. Now, by the way, maftir, was that in time to Gemara? Maftir.
Because it was, because it says we end with this, and then we start with this.
The Gemara says, katan oilele maftir. I mean, it's a whole discussion. The Gemara discusses it. So maftir, the Gemara says, seven akruim, then afterwards, maftir. So the fact that they had maftir is already time to Gemara. That they repeated the last part, maftir, right? The red time the Gemara they had that. Yeah, but the Kaddish between the seven and the maftir, now that's the Rabbanu Savaroi, because that's not written in the Gemara anywhere that they made a Kaddish in between. That's the Rabbanu Savaroi. So you see, even a basic thing like this, that we take for granted, a Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, between seven and the eighth, yeah, that must be Rabbanu Savaroi, because everybody's doing it, nobody argues in that, it must be Rabbanu Savaroi. Again, one of these things that we take for granted.
Maybe that's what they were busy with. They're taking not only just finishing up Gemara,
but demarcating
and
setting up structural things.
Right.
They did it a lot.
The Rav just mentioned four, five things just now.
Right. Oh, by the way, all these things which are not written in the Gemara.
It's the same mindset.
Organize. We'll make organize the Gemara. Let's organize the Rashi Prakim. Let's organize the Tzuras HaTfila. What is Halacha? What is Seven Kruim? What is not? You know, all these things. You know, that's what it seems to be. That was really what they did. So it puts all Rabbanu Savaroi into a whole different light. It's not just a bunch of Rabbanim, a bunch of, you know, big Goinim in the time of Bavel, filling the gap between the Amoraim and the Goinim. No, they filled a very important role. I'm also seeing that a lot, that they're the ones who, let's make order, let's make Seder, let's, you know, edit the Gemara, finish it up, make it clear, Armin Hogim, exactly what goes what, let's do Yiru and Enu, let's make things clear, Mesudar, and that's what Rabbanu Savaroi did.
Much bigger job.
Of course, give them a good job. A very important job also. And they had to have the weight of the Rabbanu Savaroi. Again, it's just like the editing of the Gemara, that or the Masechtas Ketanas, right? Same idea. We're not the Amoraim, but we want to have the weight of the Amoraim, and therefore we can't add to the Gemara anything. We can't just put in a whole new Masechta to the Gemara, or add another daf, and in the daf let's discuss about what should we do with Maftir or Zecheinu L'chaim. Can't do that, because after the Gemara, everything is set and done. But we could add things, and we'll give it the weight of the Rabbanu Savaroi, and it'll be outside the Gemara, but it'll have the weight of this time period. And that's exactly what it did. All these things that we almost take for granted, Misader, came from the Rabbanu Savaroi. Fascinating what they did over here. Now, something else which I saw over here also, the Haftaris, not the Haftaris per se, but the discussion, where is it? Oh, the discussion is a whole big discussion, a fascinating discussion. If the Haftarah of Simchas Torah, right, there's a whole discussion in the Poskim, is it Vayi Achei Mois, Moshe Eved, Achei Mois, Moshe Eved Hashem, with Yeshua, or is it about the Inyana Shal Yoim, about the Yom HaShmini, Atzeres Tielochem, and there's a whole discussion, and they say that discussion was already put down from the time of the Rabbanu Savaroi. Now, I have trouble with that because all the other Haftaris, right, that clearly was in time of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Maftirin Benavi, correct?
Yeah.
So how do we have Machleksim sometimes, which ones to say? I don't know, maybe different Mesaris, I don't know. But clearly that was already in time of the Gemara. So all the Maftirs, they did decide in the Gemara, and then this one they didn't.
There are a few that we argue about.
A few we argue about, correct. So one of the ones we argue about is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is one we argue about, yeah, the other ones like that. He says the Rabbanu Savaroi decided like that. Okay, that's a second thing. Then he says something about the birds, the Gemara, about the birds, which birds are kosher birds, not kosher birds, Simone Oiftar, you know, all that. That's part also of the Rabbanu Savaroi. Okay, that they added on. Basically, I think, oh, by the way, Ivan brings down, and maybe that's, you know, that's part of it as well, that's really the proof, is all the various takonis in Choshe Mishpat, like all takonis that you can collect from Metaltalin, right? So all these are also, again, that's in Chesh Mishpat, to make order on how to collect. There's no Gemara about that, right? But that's already an early Takana from the Rabbanus of Roy. That doesn't have to be from the Rabbanus of Roy, because we find, even up to the time of the Rishonim, they made various Takanas. But this, I guess, Takanas and Maredes and different things, that was, you know, the early Takanas on day-to-day life, I suppose, that was from the Rabbanus of Roy. Now, 13a, 14b, 14c, 14d, 14b, I would really do it now, but I have a meeting in 5 minutes, so I have to cut it short. But the discussion really over here is the big machlekes between Rav Shira Goyim and the Sefer Yuchzin and the Ravid and the Meiri and the Ramban and the Tosfos Rid, when the Sevaroim ended. If they ended like Rav Shira Goyim says in the year 590 and it was only three generations, or they ended three generations later, after five or six generations, in the year 689. That's machlekes between those. And the difference would be, is some of the early takanas, which we know are attributed to a fellow called Rav Shashna Goyim. According to the Sefer Yuchzin, he was the last of the Rabbanus of Aroi. Rav Shira Goyim, he was already three generations into the Goyim. His main takana was kaparis. And he goes into detail how you take kaparis. You don't just shecht him, and you swing him around your head, and the whole thing. And that's from Rav Shashna Goyim. And that's, everybody agrees, he lived in the year 680. 685, that's when he lived. So whatever you want to say, kaparis comes from the year 685. It's not some minik, it's not some, you know, middle-aged, funny type of thing, swing over your head. It comes from the year 685, all the way back from before the Goyim. And according to some, these are even the Rabbanus of Roy. The same ones that said, Sei Zocheinu L'chaim, and Avinu, and what's the name, and the Sefer Chaim, and all that stuff that we do, and Sefer Tanis, they're the ones, the same ones that said, you gotta swing the chicken over the head. Never underestimate any menachem that we have, it comes from them. Quite fascinating. So you know, I want to go, maybe next week we'll go a little bit more. Yeah, no, I'm going to go next week. I'm going to go a little bit more into detail what the two tkufas are and the different times. Then next week also I want to do, because now we just gave a little overview. There's a lot of political upheaval that's taking place, and the first time really when this the you know, the Goyim and the Rabbanus of Roy, whoever's in charge, they start getting politically involved, fighting with the Sasanian government and with the Reich Galusa and staking their own thing. There's like a lot of intrigue and politics, and there's nephews and sons and grandsons and murders and who knows what. All that literally, like from the time of, you know, the Romans and things like that, happens in Babel. It starts taking place now, but by the way, it continues throughout the time of the Goyim. You know, it continues the whole thing, that whole intrigue and political, you know, all that stuff. That's going, starting already in time of Rabbanus of Roy, and that goes, you know, nepotism and this and that, and who pointed who, and we'll really understand about the political power that the Rabbanus of Roy and the Goyim afterward had in Bavel. We didn't really discuss that much till now. We always looked at them like living in a vacuum, in a spiritual way, and they were in control because they were the rabbis and everything. And now we'll see that they were very much involved in the political sense and in the day-to-day life. And, you know, we'll discuss that as well. So that's the beginning of Rabbanus of Roy. Rabbanus of Roy started in the year 476. Yeah.
Right, right.
But the first generation, everybody agrees, was really just a continuation of the Gemara and editing and things like that. Right. Question is, what they did afterwards. So either, you know, you can say they really didn't do anything, we don't really know what they did, or you see that, no, they took it all the way further, and they make everything Mesudah. I like that Hagdara very much, and I think it's very correct. That is really what they did. They were Mesader, all the different aspects of the books, and the Svarim, and the Gemaras, and the life, and the Tfilas, and the Takamas. They put everything in the Mesudah to give it.
Not unsimilar to what the role was in Yom
Kippur. Correct. And also, like you said, and also like to demarcate and to differentiate, okay, this is, you know, this is this concept, and this is, you know, only added a thing from the time of the Gemara. Let's separate between the two. Let's put a mafter in between. Again, They wanted to put everything in the right place. Not unlike Yavne. Very correct. Correct. By the way, you see that a lot in Jewish history. That every 400, 500, 600 years, right, it's the same thing that's happening in a different form. Now we saw that a lot. Whether it's the Mishnah, right, and the Gemara, or the what's the name?
We don't seem to get off track.
I'm saying Mishnah and Gemara, or then the Shulchan Aruch. It's always, you know, what they did then, yeah, we're doing in our way, you know, and anything like that. That's really what it means. History repeats itself. You know, on the grand scale, that's really, really what's happening.
How's the Shira going to argue? How the argument of Shira going?